Kravai, Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, Kain and Hebel.
Yeah. Kain and Hebel.
This week's Sedra, we have the story of Cain and Hevel. You know, before we start, it was always a question that bothered me. That everything that happens in this world is bashkocha. There are many tragedies that happen, and there's a cheshbon for everything. And, you know, sometimes it could be for previous Gilgal, whatever, but Hevel had no previous Gilgal. And for him to die in such a cruel way, it's hard to understand. He lived, all of a sudden he's dead, and it makes no sense. Like, what? All Hevel did brought a korban. Hashem was mekabel the korban, and he's dead. This was something that bothered me many, many years. But the Or HaChaim revealed something unbelievable. And first, we'll go through the actual story of Cain and Hevel, and then you're going to see something unbelievable. So the Torah says, "Vayomer Cain el Hevel Aviv." Cain spoke to Hevel. The Torah doesn't say what he said, and I don't know what this has to do with the story. I mean, he killed him. That's all. So what's "Vayomer Cain el Hevel Aviv"? He spoke to him. And then it says, "Vayi b'yoysam asodah." They happen to be in the sodah. Now, if this would be a storybook, this would be very good. You know, you have to say a story, so they're in the sodah. I mean, the main point is he killed him. Who cares where? In the house, in the sodah. So what's "Vayi b'yoysam asodah"? "Vayokam kain al hevel achiv." He got up on him. Again, what is "Vayokam"? I mean, Cain went to Hevel and killed him. So what's "Vayokim"? He went on top of him. What does that mean? And again, the Torah says, it's interesting, it says in the Pasuk twice, "Ochiv." "Vayomer Cain al Hevel Ochiv." "Vayomer Cain al Hevel Ochiv." I mean, we know from before it's his brother. What's the Pasuk adding? "Ochiv, Ochiv." Then the next Pasuk says, okay, he killed him. "Vayomer Hashem al Cain, ei hevel achicha." Where's your brother? What do you mean, where's your brother? He's right here, dead. What do you mean, where's your brother? He's right here. What do you mean, where's your brother? And then he said, "Vayomer lo yadati." I don't know. "Ashaymer achi anachi." So first, what do you mean, "Vayomer lo yadati"? What, kilu, no, today, I can understand a person doesn't believe, doesn't understand the Ashkachas Hashem. I mean, Cain Hevel, the children of Adam Arishon, what, they don't know that David knows what's going on. What do you want from me? I don't know. And then he says, "Ashaymer achi anachi." It's enough to say, I don't know. You want to say you don't know, you don't know. What's Ashaymer? Am I his shomer? I mean, you hired me to be his bodyguard. I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. You didn't hire me to be his bodyguard. Like, what does that mean? And the next pasuk says, "Vayomer ma asisa." What did you do? "Kol demei achicha tzarkim elai min ha'adama." The blood of your brother is screaming to me from the ha'adama. What do you mean screaming? What, blood screams? So what's it screaming? What's and min ha'adama, from the ground? Was the ground have anything to do with it? You killed him. So it was a ground. And well, but yeah, but the blood went into the ground. So what do you want? The ground shouldn't, it should just stay here like I'm it's just the gory detail, just leave the blood here, and we should all see the blood, maybe the bird should drink it. I mean, it's a big chesed that the blood seeps into the ground, that it shouldn't be disgusting. So what do you want from the ground? And then, Atah, you are cursed, together with the ground that opened this mouth to take the demei achicha from you. You're cursed and the ground is cursed. What do you want from the ground? What did the ground do? Shapasa opened, the ground opened its mouth. What does this mean? I mean, put anything on the ground. If you take any liquid and you put it on the ground, it'll go into the ground. Oh, it's something like the ground did something. What's going on? So in Parshat Pshat, you look in the Parsha, it makes no sense. So the Or HaChaim says something unbelievable. I've never seen any Pshat like this in history. Cain was jealous of Hevel. Hevel's korban was niskabel. Cain's korban was not niskabel. He was so jealous. And he thought to himself, if only the reason why, I mean, I also brought a korban. Okay, it wasn't from the best, but I brought a korban. Because Hevel outdid me, Hashem chose him. But if Hevel won't be here, Hashem will pick me. So I have to get rid of Hevel. But Hashem knows what's going on. I just take a knife and kill him. Hashem's not going to like me. I killed him. I'm a murderer. But if somehow I could get rid of Hevel in a clean way, in a perfect crime, that Hashem won't know that I did it, so then Hashem will love me. So how could I do it? Now, of course, Cain knows that Hashem knows what's going on in the world. No question. But what Cain did not realize, what, Hashem knows what I'm thinking? That? No. Made a mistake. He doesn't think Hashem knows exactly what I'm thinking. He knows what's going on for sure, but what I'm thinking, that's the person's own thinking. What, he knows every little thing that I'm thinking of. That, he had no proof. From the Eitz Hadas, he knew Hashem knows what's going on. But what I'm thinking, he knew that the snake was, Hashem knows what's going on, but what I'm thinking. Cain was an Ish Adoma, which means he knew the land. Hevel knew animals. Flocks. But Cain was an Ish Adoma. He knew the land inside out. See, he thought of an unbelievable idea. I could get rid of Hevel in the perfect crime. We know that there's some areas in the world, it's not so common, but there is, that there's something called quicksand. Quicksand is a type of thing that has a very interesting nature. Chas v'sholom, if someone falls into quicksand, there's something you should know. Do not resist. If you try to resist, the ground takes hold of you and just pushes you down more. Don't move. Don't resist. And just wait slowly till someone will get you out. Cain knew that there is places, because he was the Ish Adam, that there are places in the ground that if you have the right weight, you'll start falling down and in the quicksand. But he had a problem. How am I going to get him there? And he knew that, you know, a little bit, you know, they have, you know, when they have the horse racing, so the jockeys are, you know, a certain weight, but they have to be a very small weight. That's to be certain. Hevel's weight is not enough to make him go down. So if he would just be there, he'll start falling, but I mean, how am I going to get him? I'm going to put some boulders that he should put, like. So I have an idea. If I would get on top of him and he'll go to that place, that'll be enough weight. He'll start to think. It'll start to sink. But Hevel knows that I was upset with him, that his korban was niskabel, and my korban was not niskabel. The pasuk says before that he was in a bad mood. The Torah says that he went around like dejected. So any normal person would know that Hevel's happy, his korban was accepted. He knows Cain's level, not dejected, and he's going around like dejected, upset. So therefore, Cain said, "No, I have to change this." Vayoymer Kain al Hevel Achiv, you're my brother. And he starts schmoozing just to show how much I love you. You're my dearest brother, I love you. So he spoke to him to win that Kain, you're my brother, we both love each other, and we're fine. Happened. I'll learn from you better. Be a better korban next time. When he won Hevel's trust by talking, schmoozing, hanging around, schmoozing. So then, he wanted to show outwardly his love. His brotherly love. Once he won Hevel's trust, they were in the Soda. Let's play. Let's have a game. Let me go on top of you, piggyback, and we'll have a game. So he won his trust, because if he wouldn't have spoken to him before, I want to go on top of you, Hevel would be, no, what are you doing? What do you mean going on top of me? Why should you go on top of me? No. B'achva, Reyes, wonderful. Chummy, chummy. And now we're in the field. Let's play a game. So I'll go on top of you. Go here, go there. Piggyback. Okay? Till the plane piggyback. So Kain says, go here, go there. Now he was smart. He's not saying no. So Vayakum Kain went on top of the piggyback. And then, go here, go there, and they're having a fun time. And all of a sudden, he said, go there. He goes there. And all of a sudden, Hevel starts sinking. So Cain tells him, you're sinking! Resist! Fight back! So Hevel, you love me. So, and that's the normal thing. If you start sinking, the normal tendency is to resist. And Hevel says, resist more, resist more. And all of a sudden, the ground is pounding Hevel back and forth. And he's sinking more and more, and he's resisting more with all his might, and he sees the ground is attacking him like anything. More, more, more. And every time he tries more and more, he's going down more, until Cain jumps off and Hevel is swallowed up completely. not here. He's gone. So Hashem comes over to Cain and says, where's your brother? Where is he? It's a good question. Because he's not here. He's nowhere. So Cain doesn't know that Hashem knows what he's thinking. I don't know. He was here a minute ago. He just stands thinking he's gone. I don't know. I have no clue. Now, you know, if you're hired as a babysitter, I don't care you don't know. You're supposed to watch him. That's what you're paid for. You're supposed to take care of him. That's not an answer. I don't know. Parents come home after a meeting. Where's my children? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I hired you as a babysitter. Where are they? That's not an answer. You don't know. So that's what he said. Hashem Rochi Anochi. You didn't hire me as a shomer. You can't have a tain on me. I don't know where he is. He just disappeared. And I'm not responsible. You didn't hire me as a shomer. What am I supposed to do? So Hashem told him, what have you done? I know what you're thinking. What have you done? You think I don't know what's in your mind? I know what's in your mind. What have you done? Kol d'mei achicha, tzokim alai minu adama. You know what crime you did? Do you know that until his death, he's now in Shamayim, Hevel. He has no inkling that you killed him. He's coming and screaming to me, what type of ground have you created? A ground swallowed me up. And now he's screaming to me, you Hashem made a ground that swallowed me up. He still thinks of you as a loving brother. He looks at you as a loving brother. You were trying to help him. You told him, keep fighting, keep resisting, and it kept swallowing him up. He has no inkling that you did anything. So not only have you killed him, to the last second, he never thought that you did anything to him. But now I understand that the ground swallowed him up. So now we understand that Hashem said, I'm cursing you because your evil design, and I'm cursing the Adama. Because the Adama was the thing that killed him. Shapazasar opened his mouth. That's the mouth, the quicksand that it went down. So I cursed. Hashem says, I'm cursing the Adama that to lose its strength to do that. Wait a second. I mean, there is quicksand today. Anyway, here it says, I took away the koach. And it's interesting, it's unbelievable. It doesn't have the koach cursed, opened its mouth to take the me'achicha. I cursed that koach, it lost its koach. Ad kedei kach, the Or Chaim says that all creatures, everything in the world, says Shira to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The ground, you know, lost its mouth. And says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, that it wasn't able to open its mouth and say Shira. And therefore, when it wants to sing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it has to do with Kaviyochel, its wings. Miknaf Ha'aretz Zvir Shamanu. We hear from the wings of the ground. Because everything has, like, mouth, arms, legs, in a certain sense. And here the pasuk is saying that the ground can only say Shira from wings, not from its mouth. And it's interesting that there was a time that Hashem wanted the ground to swallow up the Mitzrayim. And the ground was scared. What, you want me to be cursed another time? I'm going to swallow up more people. No, Natisa Yemincha says the Gemara, the Mechilta, that it swore, the Medrash says it swore to the ground, I'm not going to curse you for this, and it swallowed up the Mitzrayim in a certain place. But it's lost, that was only for a second, it lost its koach. And this is the story of Cain and Hevel. And you think that it finishes there. But the story did not finish. Unbelievable. In Parshas Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if they die a normal death, Hashem did not send me. V'imbriya yivra Hashem. If Hashem will make, create, that the Adama will open his mouth and swallow them up, that's Araya Hashem sent me. What is the double lushin imbriya yivra Hashem? So Rashi said that if it was Mishashis, you may bracious, good. If not, Hashem, like a question. If Hashem created this from Mishashis, you may bracious, good. If not, Hashem should make a new Bria. What Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what Hashem did. Very strange. Says the Or HaChaim something unbelievable. You know what's in Bria, Bria Hashem, the double Lashem? He did create it! He did create the koach of the ground swallowing up. But because of Cain, and he did the perfect crime to have the ground swallow up Hevel, Hashem cursed the ground and took that koach away. Ribbono shel Olam, that koach that was there, and you took it away, open it up. Bring back the koach. That is the double lashon. It was there. Mishashis yimei brashis, but it was taken away. Now open it up. Said the Or HaChaim at the end that who knows, maybe Hashem was telling us that this was a tikkun to that Maisa. At that time the ground swallowed up the tzaddik, and now the ground is swallowing up the Rasha. You think that this is it? You haven't heard anything yet. The Or HaChaim, in the beginning of the Parsha, says something unbelievable. Says the Or HaChaim that when Hevel was born, so it says, "Vodom Yudas Chava v'tar v'kel es Kain v'toy mekunisi es Hashem v'toy svoid l'ledes." Says the Zohar, gracious. Kain was bechinas ra. Hevel was Bechinas Toiv. The Gilgal of Hevel went into Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gilgal of Hevel. And in order to purify the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was necessary for Hevel to have a Misa Mishuna, and Chazal say it had, the whole body had to get a purification in order to be Zocha, the Nefesh, to have become Moshe Rabbeinu. And this was what Chazal mentioned to Btzayim Rabin. How can there be a way that every part of the body of Hevel will get a purification to become Moshe Rabbeinu? When he started to sink in the quicksand, every part of his body was resisting. I said, resist, resist! His whole body is shaking and moving. And the ground was attacking every part of his body in resisting. His whole body got Bitsoyan. And he dialed to, and you have to understand, because you're going down slowly and you're attacking, and the tsar, that you know you're sinking, and slowly you're sinking more and more, the Yisurma Oyin V'Noira. Oyin V'Noira. You're helpless. You're trying with all your might and you're sinking in the quicksand. That purification, that was the Tsoyim Rabin that came out from Hevel to become Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Shlach HaKadosh says something more. Do you know who Korach was? Korach was the Gilgal of Cain. Just like Cain was jealous, who was the most jealous person in the Midbar? Korach. That Midah didn't change! The jealous one. And he, just like Cain wanted to get rid of Hevel, Korach wanted to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, now's going to be a tikkun. I'm the Gilgal of Hevel. And now the ground's going to open its mouth and swallow up the Gilgal of Cain. And that's going to be the tikkun of the Adamah. And this is what Yivri Yivrashem, this Bria, that Hevel, where I came from, was swallowed up. Now the ground should be Misakin and swallow up Korach. And that was the ultimate. It's interesting, Cain starts with a Kuf and Korach is very interesting. And that is the Tikkun Molech. Niflais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bez Hashem, we should learn from here, no action goes undone. Here, there was such a maisa. Yes, it happened to Hevel, because this was the hachana for his neshama to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And this maisa is not forgotten. The Ebsha had its tikkun, the Adoma, and now we still have quicksand for the tzarek and whatever Hashem wants. That it was opened again by Moshe Rabbeinu. Be'ez Hashem, we should continue seeing the flois in the Torah, and we should be zeichet to go Michael Lachayim.